Hey guys, welcome back. I'm hoping everyone's having a great start to their summer. Even though it's not, you know, officially summer, it's definitely hot as balls here in the valley. So I'm going to say it's summer here, okay? Because it's like surface of the sun hot and I'm loving it. We're having some weird like tornado weather too, so that's, you know, that's cool in its own way, as long as, you know, I don't get blown away. Fun story. Last week I was home alone playing on the PS4. I think I was playing like Spider-Man or Lego Harry Potter or, you know, something cool like that. And I got this alert on my phone telling me to like take cover and stuff. And I even glanced down at my Xfinity box and it said EAS, which I was like, that's weird. So I flipped the TV from the PlayStation to the TV, and there was a tornado warning and stuff. And so I was like, okay. So I switched back to my video game while dialing on my phone to call my sister, who lives about, 25 minutes away. And I told her what was going on and stuff, and she asked me if I was in the basement. I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, don't be stupid. The TV told you to go up in the basement because there's a tornado. I told her, one, I hadn't reached a save point in the game yet. So if I took cover and nothing happened, I would lose that progress on my game. I mean, first world problems, right? Secondly, I did look out the window and it did look a little dark, but as long as there weren't trees and houses and people and cows flying by my window, I think I was gonna be okay. So, long story short, we had a tornado to the south of us, but it didn't hit us, if that makes any sense. But it's an eventful start to the summer. We're starting a new competitive season at my gymnastics place, and it's gonna be a really great year for us. My practice schedule changed, so I'm trying to get used to that. Let's see, I've lost 13 pounds, which is awesome. So I'm gonna continue to do what I'm doing to see how far I can go. I hope you guys had a great Memorial Day weekend. I spent it with my family. We had a lot of fun. We went swimming. We had a cookout and all that jazz. So that's fun. So to the point of today's episode. So I think that a lot of people give up too easily when it comes to goals and dreams and things that they want to accomplish in their lives. And I wanted to send a little positivity out there to basically say, you know, it's never too late to set a goal. It's never too late to accomplish something that you want to accomplish. I mean, of course, there are stipulations to that, but they're very, very few. And I think that even in your 30s and 40s and 50s, if there is something that you have always wanted to do, we have the capacity and the technology and the access to information these days that makes really anything impossible. Let me try that again. We have all of this information and ability to accomplish things these days. So it makes things, it makes it almost impossible. And I'm not editing this out because it's funny. Because we have access to all this information and all of this technology and communication and education, it makes almost anything possible. So, case in point, I was at championships a couple of weekends ago, and one of the sessions that I coached, there was a woman competing in the session who was 37 years old, and she looked in phenomenal shape. So, you know, I was very impressed with her. She did very, very well. Her name is Kim, and she lives in the Williamsburg area, and she's 37 years old, and she actually competed, of course, as a child and a teenager. And when she reached 18, like so many people do, they leave the sport to go to college to compete, or they stop competing to go to college, or, you know, it is what it is. So my mind was blown, because it really taught me that it's never too late to do something that you want to do. And she does it to stay in shape. And so I had no excuse whatsoever on the planet Earth to ever doubt myself, because she's 6 years older than I am. And she was competing in gymnastics and doing some pretty awesome stuff. She actually has a child. She has a daughter who competed at like the lowest level this past season. So that's cool. So yeah, it really inspired me, not necessarily to go back to gymnastics like that, but I am working out and getting back into shape so that I could, you know, throw some tricks for fun without, you know, breaking my kneecaps off. Because, you know, when you're an adult, you think about things like missing work and using your medical insurance and all that jazz. But I digress. But what it did do is inspire me to really think about it not ever being too late to pursue a passion. And one of the passions that I have, of course, as you can tell if you're listening to this, is entertainment. I love making people laugh, making people happy, making people think positive things. And so one of my goals for this year is to get back into acting. And I think I've said this before. As a child, I really, really wanted to be an actor. I wanted to do comedy. I wanted to be dramatic. I wanted to do anything comedy show business related, because I felt like I had a natural affinity for it. And after I graduated high school, it kind of fell by the wayside because, you know, college came and I moved out of the country for a little while. So things took, you know, priority. And I did a couple of film projects with my BFF, and we did the podcast, but nothing really performance-wise. So what I'm doing now is I'm utilizing a bunch of different resources for voiceover work and extras work, any kind of thing that could get me into an acting kind of situation, because I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a fun way to make money, and I'm not that far from the city, and you know, DC, they shoot a lot of movies there, and I'm in contact with a bunch of casting people, and I have a bunch of different little opportunities to check out, so that's fun. I'd like to get back into acting and entertaining and stuff, you know, like for real, not just a podcast or a YouTube video or funny Snapchat stories. But yeah, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on it never being too late for you to reach your dreams. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that ad. I think I'm going to re-record that ad because it's a little bit stale for me, because it was one of the first ads that I recorded back when I first got sponsored by the Anchor app. So I might redo it. I don't know. But back to what we were talking about, you know, it never being too late. You know, at 31 years of age, I feel like I'm still fairly young. And I feel like, you know, I can't look back on my life enough to really have any regrets. And I'd like to think that I don't have any, because if you have regrets, I kind of feel like you're not living your life to the fullest, and you're not accepting things and moving on. You're kind of hanging on to them. But I think at 31 years of age, I don't have a lot. And I wonder if that's because, you know, I was sheltered for so long in my life. I didn't really start living my life until, you know, my early 20s when I got out of my parents' house and started to, you know, live the life that I wanted to live. So, I mean, yeah, people make mistakes. I've made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, but I don't hang on to them. But going back to the point of, you know, it never being too late, there are people that are always going, you know, back to school to find a second career if they've lost the passion for the career they have, or if they just want to try something different. There are plenty of people that go back to school. I was almost one of them. I was considering going back to school to become a licensed therapist. The idea is still floating around in there, but I don't know if I'm seriously considering or not. I'm just kind of like throwing around in my head. And you know, you can be indecisive sometimes in your life. I mean, it's your life. You're making your own decisions. It's okay to have ideas. It's okay to not follow through with those ideas. If there's anyone who can speak to this, it's me, because I have tried to write stories over and over again, and I always have so much passion when I'm writing, and then the passion goes away and the story dies. And so I have never been able to end a story successfully. So that's why I don't do that anymore. But if there is something in you that wants to do something, like, I don't know, like I am trying to get into acting, or if you want to get into dog training or skydiving or even take an adult dance class, I think, because I've been hearing a lot about that too. Like, people are starting dance in their adult lives, and I think it's a great thing. I think pursuing a passion at any age kind of helps you to live life to the fullest. It keeps you young. It keeps you active. It keeps you saturated in life. Because I think a lot of people get to a point where they've lived this life for so long and it becomes very monotonous and very boring and very vanilla. And they get kind of discouraged by it because they don't feel like anything exciting is happening. And that's why you need to spice it up. Okay, so I'm going to get a little gross here. Even, not personally gross, I'm not going to share that kind of story, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, even like, it's kind of like you've been in a relationship for, you know, 7, 12 years, 20 years, 25 years, whatever. And everyone knows, hopefully, at this point in their lives, that in the early part of a relationship, it is like a hump fest. It is like every chance you're getting, you are naked with your partner. You are getting it. You are popping it like bunnies. And any other euphemism you want to insert there. When I was younger, I always felt that once I felt like if you weren't humping like bunnies every single day, all the time, for the rest of your life, but there might be something wrong with your relationship. Now, I learned that that's not the case, because there are some days where I'm just like, no thank you, you know what I'm saying? So even if you get stale in the bedroom, you can always try new things. It is never, ever too late. But make sure you consult your cardiologist, because sometimes, especially if your partner's not expecting it, things can get a little bit medical, and I don't want to have to take responsibility for the advice of spicing up your marriage and ending up in ICU because of a weak heart. And I think that the change in season, with it warming up and people being able to go outside and do more things, this is the time of year that really is best for trying new things, because there are a lot of activities that you do outside that the summer is perfect for, like horseback riding or frisbee golf or hiking or rock climbing or, I don't know, other outdoor activities, like 5K runs or triathlons or anything like that. It is never too late. I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to make is keep dreaming. Life does not stop after 40 or whatever you feel is old. Life does not stop. There are people that I know that are just in great shape in their 40s and 50s. And I hope that I am one of them when I get to that point. But right now I'm fairly happy with the shape I'm in at 31. I am working to get into better shape, like the shape I was in at like 18. Because, you know, you got into a relationship, you got comfortable, I got a job where I get to sit all day, which sucks, but now I have a standing desk. And it is a lot easier to gain weight than it is to lose weight, let me tell you. So, this episode probably won't be as long as the other ones, and that's fine with me because this was just a quick little piece of information that I wanted to get out there. If there's something in your life or in your brain that you feel that you want to try, like painting or, I don't know, wine tasting or home brewing beer, like my friend Becky, who is a marvelous success story in that arena. I'm very proud of her and her accomplishments. But you have to make your life interesting because people aren't going to do it for you. So if there's something you're passionate about, pursue it. Don't even think about what others might say or think about it. It is your passion. You pursue it. You reap the joy from it. And own it. Even if it's something that may be embarrassing, like ballet dancing at 45 and you're a man, I mean, if that's what you want to do it, okay? Drag queens, I'm sure they don't all start in their 20s and 30s. Do it. This is coming fresh off the heels of the RuPaul season 11 finale, so that's kind of fresh in my brain. But on another note, it is Pride Month, and it's kind of exciting because I've never been to a Pride event ever in my whole life. So, and this year, we're actually going to go to our local Pride event and do no hate pictures on the walking mall, and that's really exciting. I've never been to a Pride event. I'm looking to look really cool and have an awesome, you know, rainbow outfit and stuff like that. And I've had to put up with a lot of, like, interesting Facebook posts about Pride. And I'm not even going to discuss them because it's going to make me irritated. And I don't like to be irritated. But I hope that this episode is long enough to quench your thirst for 1 week as we jump into the following week. And I'm hoping to do an episode or two about Pride, kind of talking about, you know, what it means to me, or the origins of Pride might be interesting to look into, because I myself really don't know anything past the, you know, the Stonewall riots of 1969. And if you're not familiar with that, I would be glad to do an episode on the Stonewall Inn. But at any rate, a little short but sweet. I hope you have a fabulous week. Happy June, happy summer, happy Pride, happy birthday if that's one of your days this week. Just happy. Happy, happy, happy. Think positive thoughts, pursue your passions, and love yourself. And I will talk to you next week. If you want to reach me at all, you can email me at jgreer@yahoo.com, or you can follow me on Instagram as the famous J87, all one word, besides the numbers at the end. Snapchat, I am Gymfreak, GymnFreak, and that's the same handle I use on Twitter, at Gymfreak. And if you have me on Facebook, Jay Greer, you'll be able to tell who I am by my picture, trust me. In any way you want to contact me, you go ahead and do that. I would be glad to hear more feedback, because I always love getting messages from strangers that, you know, aren't stalkish. But like I said, enjoy your week, have a fabulous day, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!